DJW AA1RD.
AA1RD, W4DJW.
My name is Bob. I heard you speaking earlier to some others on the repeater, and I just wanted to introduce myself, say hello. I'm new to Piedmont, just moved to Piedmont a few weeks ago, and got the Yaesu and the temporary 2 meter up, and just wanted to introduce myself, say hello, and see if you could give me a sort of your assessment of how my signal is coming through to the repeater.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Just happened to get a phone call from my wife at the same time that I got your call. So I'm going to have to take that call, but you probably hear it in the background. But give me a few minutes just to clear up with her, and then I'll give you a call back. Is that okay, W4DJW?
Of course. This will be AA1RD. I'll be standing by.
Thank you very much. I'll be right back, W4DJW. AA1RD, W4DJW. Still there, Bob?
Dave.
Sorry about that. I heard you were talking, she was talking at the same time, so I got very little of either. I just told her I'd call her back in a little bit. So you're new to the area? Is that what I was getting?
Thank you from your wife. So please, my feelings won't be hurt if we talk again down the log. But yes, my wife Anita and I just moved into the Piedmont area about 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay. Did you move from Mount Pleasant, or did you move to Mount Pleasant?
Moved from Mount Pleasant up to here. Sold our home in Mount Pleasant, purchased a home up here in Piedmont, and really are loving it up here in the upstate.
Okay. Well, I was just looking at your QRZ page. It looks like you're a very active ham radio operator.
I'm just still learning the craft, as we all are, after many, many years, probably. But as you can tell on the QRZ page, I love antennas and antenna theory. And looking forward to becoming very active up here. If you have any suggestions for clubs, club meetings, things that I can do to join in to the community up here, looking forward to doing that.
Okay, and I see you do Whisper too, or at least you did at one time. You've got it on your QRZ page. I do Whisper quite well. I keep it running 24/7, 40 meters at night and 20 meters during the day. Let's see, what was it? 21 and 15 and didn't get anywhere and came back to 7 and 20. Anyway, somebody up north said it was opening up, so I tried a few others low bands and nothing. Couldn't get anybody. Anyway, there's two major clubs in this area. There's a technical club, and then there's more of a emergency service or a little bit more or less aggressive, right? Like more socializing and like going out to field day events and things like that. That club is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, BARS, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, yeah. Call it Brars. There's a website, BARS.cc, and you can go to that website and read up all on that one. That's the Greenville Club. Got a repeater on Caesar's Head, about 3,500 feet up in the air, and another one on Paris Mountain. And it's the club that I participate in the most. But there's also another club, if you're highly technical. All right, that's the Greer Club. So you got both ends of the mix here. You've got the super technical guys that if there's anything, like if you want to do EME or you want to do something that is really difficult to do, you can join the Greer Club or just, you know, go to their meetings and get to know those guys. They're really, really sharp. They've got a lot of the answers. They go really deep into the technical end of it. Whereas if you're more interested in getting out and getting to know the community, covering, like, for example, bicycle rides, our own non-AMA mini field day events, we used to do that quite a bit since COVID. We haven't done a lot of anything lately. But get to know both of those clubs, and whatever your flavor of amateur radio, highly technical or highly social, right, you can get it from those two clubs. You get a really good blend.
Excellent. I think I would like to become a member of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society as soon as possible, and then I'd love to visit the Greer Club as well. I have interests on, you know, in both of the areas, but sounds like first step is to get into the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. So I'll do that. Dave, I hear you on the repeater some, and appreciate you taking this time. I will give you a shout periodically to get information and sort of get acclimated. But thank you for taking this time. I know it's getting close to dinner, and I hope your wife, if she's away from the QTH, gets home safely. And I heard you talking that you are recently retired.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn how to be retired. I worked for a long time, for 50 years. Oh, and that the Blue Ridge site is BRARS.cc, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.cc. That's their site. And the Greer Radio Club is GARC, G, let me get that. Just want to make sure I give you the right, not green, Greer. GreerAmateurRadio.com, all one word, GreerAmateurRadio.com. Both of those websites give you a lot of good information about each of the fields, and I think you'll enjoy that. But yeah, I am trying to learn since September. September the 15th was my last real working day. I haven't really retired. I got to go till October or November of 2022 before I actually fill out my papers. So I'm kind of coasting between then and there from September to next November. But it's kind of fun. I get up and go wherever I want to go, whatever time of the day I want to do that. The only real boss I have is my wife. And she's pretty patient with me as I go through this transition period.
Our circumstances have been very similar. In early 2020, I negotiated with the company I'd worked for quite a long time, and given COVID and everything, to step away. And so from January through July 1 of 2020, I was in this limbo kind of mode, as you are, where they were paying me, but they were, as you would say in Britain, I was on cottage leave or garden leave. So I'm being paid, but they don't want me to do anything. And boy, I felt so guilty. And then from July of 2020 through the end of this year, in another 15 days, there were additional benefits that were, I was sort of, you know, in a state where I was retired, but there were still things coming along. Anyway, long story short, it's great. You'll get used to it. You'll find that you're going to be more busy than you were when you were working. And it's also a great time to spend more time with your wife and your family and really just relaxing at home.
Well, that's another good point you bring up right there. That's we're going. My daughter lives in Raleigh, North Carolina. And my in-laws came from there, so they've got a lot of family that are over there, and they live in Fort Myers. But everybody's headed that way for Christmas, and we're going to make two separate trips over there for this Christmas season. And it's like, yeah, my wife used to always tell me well ahead of time, okay, you got to take these days off, and you got to take those days off. And I'd go square that away with the company, and yeah, I can, or no, I can't, or we'd work it out. I told her the other day, yeah, whenever you want to go, there's no work. There's nothing to do. We decide we go, we pull up stakes and we go. So that's kind of cool. I like that. But still, when I get out and go about during the day, it's like I've gone 50 years without doing that. I've just worked, plowed through the day, every single day, month after month, year after year, working. And now it's like, yeah, you can get up and walk away from the desk anytime you want. And that's enlightening. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a good time. But I find that I don't do that much. I'm going back to programming things that I wanted to program a long time. I used to be a software developer, and then I went into management, so I didn't get to write code much anymore. Now I'm going back to writing code and having a blast.
I better let you go and get back to your wife, and you have a good evening, and we'll talk more later. But it sure is a pleasure, and thank you so much, Dave, for taking this time. I really appreciate it, and thanks again, and I think hopefully I'm coming through full quiet to the repeater. You sure are. Sounds like we're in the same room together. So I'll let you go. 73s, my friend. I'll be clear on your final, and we'll talk again soon, I hope. This is AA1RD, clear with W4DJW. On your final, Dave.
All right, Bob. Well, it was nice to meet you. Look forward to meeting you face-to-face sometime outside in the sunshine. I don't like to get in enclosed spaces. I work from home for the last 10, 15 years, so I don't go to meetings with people much anymore, not especially since COVID. But hopefully we'll get to have like a mini field day or something like that and meet you out out and about. It's always good to meet ham radio operators. Talk to them for years before you ever see. You can hear their voice and recognize them by their voice instead of their face. That's pretty cool. Anyway, take care. Look forward to talking to you. We got that net here every single night at 9 p.m. Stop by and check in on the net. A different net control operator every single night. So look forward to hearing you on the net if you can do that at 9 o'clock p.m. AA1RD, W4DJ, WClear.
6 CLX mobile monitoring.
Mobile.